That was gross, what I just did there. Really gross.
Did you like burp and throw up a little bit?
I didn't throw. No, there wasn't a burp.
That's horrible.
No, I just burped, and I guess it bounced off the mic screen and came back at me.
Oh, okay.
It's not pleasant right now.
No, no.
I had some radishes for lunch.
Ooh, they're
yeah.
They,
and then I also had some tortilla chips.
Oh.
And now half a Miller Lite, and it just.
That's a great combo. That's a winning combo.
That's not a cologne that's going to be sold.
No, I did the throw up burp this week. And I burped, and I went, and I what the hell? Like
a dog.
I don't know who I was asking, but I was just like, what the hell?
Like a dog eating peanut butter. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, good times.
It's horrible.
It's a classy program.
Yeah. Might as well start it off bad.
Speaking of classy, I'll start you off with this. So this is how my week ended. I just came home from work. I was eating some lunch.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the cat runs out, and I don't know where it came from. I thought maybe it was upstairs, but it ran up from like the landing of the stairs. And just like a bat out of hell, like something was chasing it, ran past me through the living room and into the kitchen.
Okay.
And cats sometimes will do that.
Yeah, they're weird.
I was like, that was weird. And I went around, went about my business, getting things ready here and just hanging out and chilling out till it was time to do this dumb show. And all of a sudden, I smell poop. So I get up, and all of a sudden, Chandler's over there, and right at the edge of where the hardwood turns into carpet, there was a turd. And not just like a little ball of turd.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking like a Sharpie cap and a half of turd.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think she laid it there, right?
Yeah.
Here's my theory, because she's not talking.
Yeah.
Here's my theory.
True.
She caught a hanger, couldn't get it off in the litter pen, and then tried to run away from it. This dumb animal tried to run away from a piece of that was hanging on to her. So I had to go in. Well, first, you say when you burped and you went, what the hell?
Yeah.
I looked at Chandler and went, Chandler? Because I hadn't put the puzzle together yet, the Da Vinci Code, that she's probably just as freaked out as I was.
Yeah, and she feels much better now.
She's like, that turd was following me. So I had to go in and get a piece of toilet paper and grab this cat turd and flush it down the toilet. Now, luckily, she's obviously very healthy. It was a very firm, well-constructed turd. Didn't even leave a mark on the hardwood or the carpet.
Maybe that's why it was a little too hard.
Maybe.
You know, and it just kind of...
A little more water in there.
Just kind of hung out.
Let me tell you, she was freaked out. That explains it, though. Let me tell you, if I had a poop, if I had the brain of an animal, like a pet, and it's not like dogs and cats are very smart, but let's face it, they must... It's just instinct when they do these things, right?
Yeah, yeah. They have no idea.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's going on.
I barely know what's
going on. Well, yeah. I mean, can you imagine that? That's the worst part of her week.
That's
a piece of crap stuck to her butt. Like, that's the worst part that happened to her.
Her week? That might
maybe be a month, year, quarter. I don't know.
That's the worst thing that happened since her sister died.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I mean, like, because they don't... There's nothing bad happens to cats unless death is pretty much the worst.
Yeah, they sleep, they eat, and sometimes a turd won't let them go.
So, I mean, that was the bad part of her day.
Now all I can think of is the guy in Rounders. We caught a hanger, Sarge!
Yeah. That's a good one.
Just happened.
Yeah, it just happens. The pets are weird.
I was both mad at her and I felt sorry for her.
Well, at least, I mean, it was a small one. When Stella goes on the floor, it is enormous. Because...
Yeah, it's a bear.
I know, but it's hard. It's ridiculous. It's because, she goes inside. Because she's allergic to grass. Yeah, I know.
She's allergic to grass, but let me tell you, she can take a big bite out of Keller.
Oh, she loves you.
I wish she had a Keller allergy.
Woo, baby, she loves her some Keller blood. It's fun.
It's not funny. It's not funny. Seriously, I'm going to tell you something.
You're scared of my dog.
I'm scared of all dogs now.
Really?
You have a
dog fear now?
I have a dog fear.
Because of my dog?
Yes.
Aw, that's a shame.
Now, I was never into big dogs to begin with.
Well, yeah, she's not a big dog.
No, but...
But she's a
dangerous
dog.
And then also as a runner, like when you're a runner, you've been chased once or twice by a dog.
Oh, yeah,
It's just because they see someone running by and it's just their
instinct. It might be playful.
Is to chase. They're just chasing.
Yeah.
So I've been chased by dogs.
Yeah.
So I've always had a little bit of a flea instinct.
Yeah.
Just because that's what I was doing anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
With dogs. And then ever since your dog attacked me.
You're a little scared.
I want nothing to do with dogs.
Yeah.
I have not pet a dog since your dog attacked
me. Really? Not to that extent of a pet. Yes.
I don't even touch them. Wow. I just walk around them now.
Well, I mean, they do talk. Like the dogs.
They have a meeting. Yeah. They have a newsletter.
Yeah, and then, yeah. I mean,
it's
you
Kill
know.
Kill Keller Weekly.
And Stella wrote in to her column that
first time caller,
tastes good.
Long time listener.
Yeah, he tastes good. First time, what do they say? First time.
First time
long
caller.
Time, first time?
First time caller, long time listener. Yeah. First
they
time,
that,
long
they
time.
Do that on Busted Open every yeah. day. Like, shut up.
First time, long time. That's an old radio joke.
I should do that to your show one morning when I'm listening. I should do that. I actually have listened a couple times because I've gotten to chase a school before 9.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. It's been good.
I hate you.
I mean, it's not as good as when I'm on, but I mean, it's good.
Well, it's not award winning, right? Well,
you know, like that whole that virtual award thing, I almost like wrote them and almost bought a trophy. I swear to God, I so want to buy a trophy.
I can tell you how much they are.
I know, you told me already.
Oh, yeah.
I would pay that.
I know you would.
I would.
I know you would.
I would pay, and I would just carry it around with me every time we could do the show. I would just bring it in. I'm telling you.
They had the PAB Awards last Friday. Mm-hmm. It was a virtual ceremony.
Yes.
Yeah. And my
lovely.
My worst nightmare happened. Now, it wasn't a lot of Robbie, but there was just enough of Robbie.
Yeah.
That... You could hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, I'm just happy to have the award, I guess. But,
it makes sense.
But the fact that that's the clip that they chose, like they obviously didn't put a lot of time, and I don't blame them into finding the correct clip, just because can you imagine having to go through all that crap?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot.
And cut up for 10 or 15 seconds of a clip?
Yeah.
Like it just had to be just brutal. So here we go. Hold on. Let's listen to, here we go. Let me back up a little bit here. See if I can get to the spot where we have... the outstanding local radio personality. Right now they're giving away, you can find this up on YouTube, outstanding television documentary.
Oh, neat.
This was, and I look, they did what they could, but this was not.
That brings us to outstanding local radio personality and team. WKRZ-FM, Wilkes-Barre, Jeff and Amanda afternoons on 98.5 KRZ.
Then it won't restart again.
None of these things are your fault?
I know you're mocking me, and that's why.
So much processing, by the way. Just so much processing. It almost sounds like 1990s echoey,
you know what it's,
FM DJs. It's,
yeah, it sounds like my high school. Station.
No, they're very good. It's just,
no, it does, but it just sounds...
It's just the way it sounds.
It's coming across.
It's very old school radio.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's that FM echoey thing.
At 1:55, I recorded a prediction today. Would you care to hear it?
Yeah, that,
is that put in? Is that on purpose?
All radio stations, if you go back and you can get some air shifts from, like, back in the 90s, all DJs had an echo behind them.
And that's on purpose?
Yes.
What's the reason?
That's a processing thing. They liked how it sounded. It gave you the big booming DJ voice back in the day.
Huh.
Like this guy's obviously been in the business for forever. He has that very old school, DJ voice.
Yeah,
and he probably used that back in the 90s, and
it stuck.
He's running with
Can't go back. You know,
I listen to sometimes. I'll go back and I'll listen to old clips of the Don and Mike show.
Oh yeah,
and there's like if you go back to the WAVA days, WAVA, super super echoey.
Really,
super
interesting.
Echoey. Yeah, a little more.
I care to hear it, Amanda.
Yes.
It is 1:55. I am recording this right before we go on the air today.
WEEUAM, Reading Mornings with Mike.
I wanted to share this. So yesterday we went to my parents' house. No echo. And they
no
were
echo.
Very excited.
Yeah.
And they were smiling ear to ear when we arrived. They went and got one of their old camcorders. And now here comes my nightmare. Wait for it. Tapes put on the DVD. So they couldn't wait for us to sit down to watch these DVDs.
You're freaking welcome.
That's the thing.
That's the clip they picked?
By the way, that's the clip of you. That's your big moment right there.
Laughing.
And that's the thing.
And that's the thing. That's, wow.
That, by the way, that from now on should be your tagline.
That might be, yeah.
And that's the thing. And they went and got one of their old camcorder tapes put on the DVD. So they couldn't wait for us
That's
to sit down to watch these DVDs.
That's the
thing. WTDY FM.
There we
Philadelphia,
go.
Coop and Casey.
That's my tagline.
You're gonna get that on T-shirts.
It was with a guy named Neil, the other winner, who worked at this laser tag place in South Philly, like on the waterfront.
The best story ever.
No echo.
Neil likes me, and I want to get free laser tag. And then one night he's like, "Let me take you out." This is how sexy this is. Under I-95.
No, so there you go. Those were the three winners, and they go by market size. So there's large, medium, and small. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I can contribute.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't know why I'm saying you're welcome. I should say thank you for winning that award.
I'm going to have to call them up and buy one because I really feel like I should.
You're just going to call PAB?
Yeah, I mean, I have their number. They know me.
They know you. Everyone knows you.
Flight directors, I want the go, no, go for launch. Retro.
Go flight.
Booster.
Go flight.
Inco.
Go flight.
Trajectory.
Go flight.
Fido.
Go flight.
Ava.
Go flight.
Capcom Freedom.
Go flight.
Capcom Independence.
Go flight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's pucker time.
Oh, not again.
This is the 222 Podcast with Mike Keller.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
And Robbie Lessig.
You just made the list.
Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/Mike and Robbie and at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. Plus, you can send them an email at 222mandr@gmail.com.
We're ready to believe you.
Now, here's Mike.
It's Miller time.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Episode 215 of the 222 Podcast right here on mikeandrobbie.podbean.com. You can find us on the Apple Podcast app. You can find us on the Podbean app. You can find us on the TuneIn app. I think we're now on Amazon Podcasts.
Oh, okay.
I think you got that done, didn't you?
No, I asked you for Spotify. We never got that done.
Well, somehow I think I got a note that we are on Amazon Podcasts.
I didn't do anything.
What else is new?
Well, yeah. And when I try to do something, doesn't work.
Well, let's do that today.
We'll do that today.
You never followed up.
Well, I followed up once, and that's about where it ends.
Well, No.
Oh, I
asked once. You never followed up.
No, I never followed up. Yeah, so I asked once. That's where it ends. There's no follow-up. The talent doesn't follow up. My agent will reach out to you. He's bad agent.
Your people will talk to my people.
Yes, exactly.
Except I don't have people.
So that's what the issue was. Well, you don't have to. They have no one to contact.
You know what?
They don't contact the talent directly.
That's the thing. All right, you can also reach out to us. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Mike and Robbie, at Mike and Robbie on Twitter, and on email, 222mandr@gmail.com. I know you said you have a bone to pick, and we'll get to your bone, but first, my bone's real quick.
Yeah.
So let's pick that.
Mm-hmm.
One of our bestest listeners is my brother-in-law, Alex.
Yes.
And his family, who lives down in Lancaster, and we, you know, get to see them, not as often as we like, but I get to see his daughter. His niece, who I talked about, they're obsessed with Applebee's.
Yes, yes.
Well, by the way, she proudly told me the other week, you'd be so happy we went somewhere other than Applebee's.
Oh, where'd they go?
Olive Garden.
Living it up!
College kids today love themselves the chain restaurants.
Well, you figure it's all you can eat salad and breadsticks.
They didn't even do that. Well, I guess it comes with every meal, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
See, that's all I get is the salad and breadsticks.
Me too, and the soup.
And the soup. That's great.
That's
my God.
That's a great deal.
Pasta de vajour.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that just Italian chili?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. I like the sausage one, the spicy sausage.
That's a good, too.
With the
and the
potato,
minestrone.
The minestrone.
It's so good.
It is. It's a great.
Yeah, it's a great deal,
it's
too.
It's a great deal.
I love it. So they went to Olive Garden. She was very proud.
Oh, good.
Well, this week, and look, it was a treat because the current setup is on the day she sits with Lena while Lena does her virtual schooling, I have to go take her home, I say home, back to her college, right? Back to Albright.
Yeah.
And in the mornings, my wife picks her up. So this week she had a car.
Oh.
So she was able to drive herself. I did not steal it. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, did you see it out there?
Oh, I don't
know. No. She was able to drive herself to the house in the morning and then home in the afternoon, which saves us both a trip.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So Julie can sleep a little bit longer in the morning. And when I get home, I don't have to run her back to Albright. I can just come in and relax and have lunch
that's
and
good.
Move on, which is great. But here's the thing. Because I park in the driveway, when she was arriving in the morning, the driveway was open.
Oh.
So she pulled in the driveway.
Oh, okay.
The first day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's pretty gutsy.
That's pretty ballsy.
So the front door was open, the screen door, so I'm just out there yelling, "Hey, Melson! Melson! You're in the driveway!" And that woke her up because she tends to nap sometimes right about the time I'm getting home because it's a long morning. And So I gave her a hard time. I busted her chops appropriately, and I thought, that'll fix that.
Yeah.
We'll move on with our lives.
Yeah.
I come home today, parked in the driveway again, to which I opened the door and simply said, what the hell? Parking in the driveway. Now, I got to park on the street.
Yeah.
I don't get up at 4:30 in the morning
to walk.
To park on the street.
Yeah.
I have a driveway.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm an adult.
You're the king of the castle.
I'm the man of this house.
That's right.
And if I want to park on the road, well, by God, I wouldn't be in the driveway to begin
that's
with.
That's right. You wouldn't have a driveway if you know what I mean.
You didn't think it was weird when you pulled up and my car was parked in the street?
I found that weird, but you know why? Because Julie always yells at me for parking in her space, and you were parking in her space.
But you know what? If someone's going to park in my space,
there you go.
I'm just going to return the favor.
And I parked in back of you, okay. Like the driveway in the back of you. Yes. And I'm like, well, if Julie has a problem.
Well, where do you think Julie's going to park?
Well, I didn't know what was why the driveway was open.
She's going to park on the driveway.
Why did the driveway was open? My God. This is stressful. I don't even live here.
I was not happy.
I know.
And I tried to play it off, but
why is parking such a big deal with adults?
I don't know. Look, I don't want everyone to pay for parking. And when I'm going to a place that I go every day,
yeah.
I want to park in my spot.
I agree.
I like having my spot.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice at the station now.
Yeah.
I park in the garage, one of our garages, so I have a spot right there. I know every day where I have to go. I don't have to circle a parking garage.
Well, you're Mike MF and Keller, so of course you have a spot.
That's not the reason. But, like, I don't have to do that, right? It's very nice. I know in the morning right where I'm going. When I come home, I know I'm parking in the garage. When I go to my parents' house, I used to always park on the far left of the driveway.
Okay.
And then my sister, the vegetarian, by the way, it all comes back to that. Oh, yeah. Don't use that tong. Use the other tong. She started parking over there if they got there before us.
That bitch.
All right, I get it. I get it. We care about parking.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I am very... I park in my driveway, right?
Yeah.
And I don't like when someone parks in front of my house. Like, I don't park in the street, but I don't like... I don't know who that car is. I don't want it in front of my house. I have a problem with that.
So, see, that's worse than me.
It is.
Because that's public parking.
I know.
That you don't own the street.
Well, I maintain it.
You don't do nothing to that curb.
I pick up the trash and I...
What trash is at that curb?
Well, sometimes trash gets on the curb and I pick it up.
So just don't pick it up.
And then, well, I should because that's in front of my house. And I mow that little patch
of grass.
But that's
grass. Well, they're not parked in the grass. If they pull up on your yard, then I think you have a problem.
I don't like it.
It's like, okay. Yeah. You know what? I don't like where my sister parks.
Yeah. Like I said.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
How about this? Let's come to a conclusion here. Those people shouldn't park there.
They shouldn't.
Yeah.
And you're sister's a bitch.
Mike Keller does not condone or agree with the opinions of Robbie Lessig.
But no, I think as a society and adult, we're so hung up on parking. It's the same thing. Like, I hate paying to park.
Oh, it's the worst thing in the world.
I would rather pay for anything else.
Yeah.
Like,
parking. Let me say this. I don't hate paying for park. I hate paying a price that I deem too high to park. Like, I love going to Citizens Bank Park. I love going to Lincoln Financial Field. I love going to concerts. I don't like paying $20 or more to park.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like paying. It's 40. When you go, at least it was last I went, I think. If you go to an Eagles game, it is $40 to park.
We went to WrestleMania at MetLife Stadium in New York or New Jersey or whatever. There were different...
It's New Jersey. It's not whatever.
I know it's in New Jersey. I mean, it's New York, outside of New York City, whatever.
But it's also outside of the state.
Well, it is. It's in New Jersey, for real. I know. But, like, they advertise it as New York. You know what I mean.
You nearly had a stroke there.
I did. I really, like, my processing.
Today on the show, we were talking about chicken sandwiches. Yeah. And Noel didn't want to stay because Chick-fil-A sponsors a giveaway for us. He didn't want to say Popeye, so he goes, it begins with a P and ends with an I. And I went, and I got to give him credit. He tried to spin it.
Like,
I meant E-Y-E.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
No, because it's Popeyes. Yeah. So it doesn't.
No.
And then he admitted. He goes, no, I just spelled it wrong. Yeah. That was genius.
That was impressive.
It made me very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there were different, like, there's a parking garage, but the levels of parking were more expensive. Like, the ideal level, like, that walks you right out to the stadium was $140 to park. I swear to God.
At WrestleMania?
Yeah. But, well, they don't set the prices. That was MetLife.
Yeah.
You know? And then, like, if you go on the top, which you had to walk down a few levels, that was, like, 50. But so there's different levels of parking. I'm like, It's the same building.
It's crazy. I've never seen that in a parking
garage.
It's
insane. I mean, it was crazy. But anyway, I digress.
I don't know how. Imagine living in New York City.
Well, everything is, you have to pay for every time because you're not going to find a space.
No.
I mean, unless you circle and circle and circle.
I was watching, and it's a documentary that I do want to talk about a little bit later on, but I was watching, and they had an early bird special if you showed up at this parking garage, and I think this was in Tribeca, New York, in New York City there. And I think it was the early bird special was like $33.34.
Wow.
Right? That's every day. Wow. Imagine having to pay that. Every single day to park here. It is 33 times. Let's just say you work. Let's just say it's 20 days a month. All right, we'll just say 20 days. And it ends up being more than that. So 33 times. Why can't I find my calculator? I hide it.
Oh, you got to swipe up.
But I also hide it. There should be an app. This is good radio. Maybe you should have done it.
Okay, here I
got it. Here we go. Okay. 33 times 20, right?
Yeah.
$660 a month. And that's on the low side.
And then I assume
Because there's extra days. It's never just four straight weeks.
And then if you live in the city, I mean, on top of it, you're paying to park too. I mean, probably.
Either that or hopefully it comes with a... But you're right. But I'm just saying to go to work, $660 a month times 12, that's $7,920 a year. Which, let's face it, $8,000 to park your car.
At least
to park your car. Exactly.
Can you imagine, like, is that like worked into your salary?
I don't think so.
You know what I mean?
I mean, obviously the cost of living is much higher, so salaries are much higher up there. But it's nuts. That's what I mean. So we bitch and complain.
Yeah.
About paying to park to go to an event.
Yeah, I know.
These people deal with that every single day of their lives.
Yeah. And driving in the city is stressful.
Yeah, I mean, I've only ever driven New York City twice.
I've done it a handful of times because the easier way to get in the city is just go to Hoboken or whatever and then take it in.
Plus, it's fun to say Hoboken.
It is. It's a real life, you kids listening out there, a real life adult problem is parking.
Yeah. Well, driving in New York City is Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah. You're hitting people, and you don't stop. You just hit them and move on. It's like hitting a rabbit. You just hit them.
Hit the naked cowboy. You just keep driving.
Whatever. They'll get over it.
Yeah, it's nuts in there, and I agree. But, yeah, paying to park, that is one thing that if you're a kid and you hear your parents complaining about it, you'd never understand.
No.
You wouldn't get it. You'd be like, what's the big deal? It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But as an adult, it is one of, like, if I was one of these yahoos running for president, right?
Yeah.
One of the if I ran on a platform strictly of... You will never, ever pay to park in my country ever again.
Oh, yeah.
I'd win an election. I'd win
instant
by
vote.
A landslide.
Yeah,
without
vote.
Ever giving another platform or another
you
policy.
You could know nothing about foreign policy, domestic policy,
I
anything.
Could be me.
Health insurance, anything.
No.
This is what I'm going
to
do.
I will hire experts, and you will never pay to park.
You'll never pay to park, and I'm going to drink beer.
Yeah. And, by the way, whatever things cost on the outside world, that's what they'll cost inside a stadium.
Oh, yeah. Can you run that?
By the way, I might not just be president. They might crown me king.
I'm writing you in.
I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
That's my promise to the American people.
There we go. I like it.
And a fly landed on my head. All right. Anyways, I watched this documentary. Let's just... Tell me your... So my bone to pick is
what's
parking.
That?
Yeah. So, give me your bone.
I don't follow a lot of...
We can't call the show that.
No. Anyway.
How long's your setup? Do I have time to get a beer?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mostly follow a lot of food things because it's just I don't want to hear the other crap of the world. So basic stuff like food and just other wrestling crap. But anyway, especially the food things, they'll post a recipe and the recipe looks great. But I'm noticing more comments people talking to the Food Network post.
Okay.
Like, that looks good, but I'm allergic to mushrooms.
So they're putting their dietary issues underneath the recipe.
That looks great, except for the bacon part. Do you honestly think they're reading the comments? And I'm noticing this for everyone. All these ads are just posts, people are commenting they're speaking to the person. And it drives me nuts. When are you going to start putting, that looks great and all, but when are you going to start putting more steak recipes on? It drives me nuts.
Now, I will say that, putting dietary issues up there is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But there is somebody, I'm guaranteeing that the Food Network has someone who's just in charge of their social media.
And is reading these things.
Yeah.
That's even more frustrating.
I bet if you scroll through, there is a post where the Food Network answers someone in the comments.
That's insane.
Is this on Facebook?
Yeah.
All right, let me look.
I mean, these people.
I mean, putting the I'm allergic to mushrooms. You should lose Facebook access. They should block you from the page if you say that.
But this, the speaking to these people like it's like it like it matters. I mean,
like they matter.
Like they matter. You don't matter. I mean, watch the video, like it, make it, and shut the f- up.
That's my fault. I said the S word earlier, so now.
I'm sorry. It's frustrating the crap out of me.
My bad. I take responsibility for that one. Once, as we said, once I say it,
yeah, it's all
carte blanche.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or when somebody posts a survey. And they say neither.
Oh, well, see, now you're... I feel like you're getting right to the end of me. You know what upsets me.
Yeah. Because we've talked about
the
this.
Which One Wednesday bit.
It drives me nuts.
See, now you're narrowcasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're no longer broadcasting.
You got an A, you got a B, and you say C.
Or both. Yeah, now I'm with you.
Or it's hard to pick one. That's not the question!
I get it. I'm looking here. I'm trying to find where the Food Network may have commented.
And in summary... Just because you have an opinion doesn't give you the right to text it.
Text it?
I mean, like, put it in text.
Okay, comment it. Oh, see, I disagree, but it doesn't make me have to care. You know what I mean? Your opinion is fine, but don't expect me to change my opinion necessarily because of your stupid opinion.
That's true.
Yeah.
I actually, like, I almost started commenting on these people.
I wish you would do that just to see the hypocrisy thrown about.
I know, right?
I hope a mushroom kills you.
Yeah, I hope you lick a mushroom. Okay, I'm done. That's all I got.
I hope the next time you go to a pizza place, they have only mushroom.
I hope they chop mushrooms up and put it in your sauce.
I'm trying.
And your throat closes and you choke.
Jesus mighty. I'm trying to look here.
You idiot. You freaking.
Yeah, but here's the
commenting
thing.
Commenting.
How many
idiots.
Times have we said this? You should not be on social media.
No!
No, and not just because of this, but just basically every reason. Everything about social media does not work for you.
Nothing!
No.
None of it.
Other than the attention.
Well, I mean, because I'm a celebrity, I have to.
Yeah, you like the likes.
Yes.
Yeah,
I enjoy the likes and the shares and when the wrestlers recomment and retweet things like that.
Very excited when what's-his-name from Busted Open retweets you.
All the time.
Yeah. Or we'll just like you.
Well,
yeah.
we're friends, him and I.
You and, what's his name? Dave LaGreca?
Dave LaGreca. Yeah. We're tight.
And Bully Ray.
Yeah.
When those
My
guys
boy,
like your stuff, it's very exciting for you. So let me ask you a question. Is the feeling of excitement there worth the frustration that you feel on a regular basis?
Nope.
Then why do you do it?
I don't know.
Why don't you quit?
I should quit.
What's one reason, and don't say this show, because you don't post, keeping you on social media?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think. You want to know why?
Why?
Can I give you my theory?
Yeah, I'm nosy.
No. I don't think you're. I honestly don't think you're nosy.
Okay.
Because there's other ways to get the gossip and to get the information. I think you like getting upset.
Oh.
I think you like.
I like being angry.
Yeah. I think not angry. I don't think you like being angry.
Annoyed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like being annoyed.
I think you like when your blood pressure goes up just a little bit. I think being mad at social media.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yes.
Because here's the thing, too. It makes me look smart.
That's the thing.
That's the thing. There you go. Because it's almost like, too, like, look at this jackass.
Exactly.
I'm better than that person.
Oh, I thought we were talking about you.
Oh. Well, you're not wrong. But it's like, look at this idiot.
Yeah.
But I'm also an idiot because I'm posting wrestling crap. But, you know,
that's why everyone likes social media.
But just the allergy thing blew my head.
That's a little much.
Off of my shoulders.
Well, everybody feels like their allergy should be your problem.
Yeah.
Like, I'm lactose intolerant, but I just take a pill.
Yeah.
Or I don't eat it.
Yeah.
Or I just S my brains out.
Well, I'm at that point where I think I am too, but I don't care. I don't take pills. I'll just deal with it in 5 minutes.
There's somebody. Who was it? I think we talked about this. What was it? There was a comedian who had a great... His whole hour was based... Now, he had other stories that were going...
Yeah.
Jim Jeffries. He had other stories that were going in and out of the main story. But his whole story was about him being lactose intolerant.
Oh.
And eating something with lactose in and knowing how long he had to get home. And then the person he's with screwed everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love, and we're going off another topic, but the when stand-up comedy, Ellen did this in her last stand-up on Netflix, where she starts with a story and then that comes back constantly.
Well, then you'd need to watch the latest Jim Jefferies.
And then she ends it with that.
Yeah. Well, that Jim Jefferies did it better than anyone I've ever seen.
Really?
By the way, I'm scrolling through. I'm giving up. I might be wrong.
Okay.
I do not see.
Well, maybe I should apply for
Food Network post. Well, there's somebody posting because I know my friend Dana Bimbo, the snack company. I think they make bread stuff.
Yeah,
they make the Takis.
Yeah.
And she does during the week. Like she's one of their social media people.
Really?
So she's on there commenting and posting about Bimbo stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Which when you say Bimbo stuff,
yeah,
it just
I chuckled
really?
A little bit.
Come on. Like, totally. So that's what she does. So yeah. These companies, these big networks, they have somebody doing it.
I know, like, the Stone Cold Steve Austins and the Rocks of the world, they're not posting their own crap.
Stone Cold might be.
Maybe. The Rock is not.
Rock is not.
He has his own team.
No, The Rock is not.
Social media people and all these other people mostly have their own. but anyway, that's my bug. That's my gripe.
Speaking of The Rock, did you see that he set a record this week?
200 million.
200 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's like almost close to like the population of this country.
Yeah, it's 330 or something like that, the population of the U.S. Dwayne Johnson appears to be more popular than ever now that he has passed 200 million followers on Instagram, making him the most followed man in America. Just to compare and contrast, because of the fact that he is kind of, who knows if it's serious or not, but flirted with running for president put that out there that one day he could totally see himself running for president. Donald Trump on Twitter. This is Twitter. I don't know if Trump has
an Instagram
account. Trump has 87.2 million.
There you go.
So he is over twice as popular, which honestly isn't all that shocking.
Yeah.
As Donald Trump.
Here's the thing.
Let me see.
He could run the campaign of killing puppies.
You'd vote for
and
him.
And I would vote
he
for
does
him.
Have. How many? Oh, wow. He's a Twitter guy, Donald.
Oh, yeah.
Only 22.5 million.
Wow.
So that means The Rock has 180 million more followers on Twitter
that's,
than the president of the United
that's
States.
That's an insane amount of people.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. Speaking of Bimbo.
You take that back. yeah. So 200 million for The Rock.
200 million people.
Yeah. I don't even want to tell you. My social media is embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Mine too.
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
Speaking of millions and millions and millions and millions of things, did you hear about Howard Stern?
I did.
Now, he's saying it's not true, but there are rumors out there. And look, he's been talking about the fact that he's nearing the end of his contract.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah. And obviously, they want to try to keep him there because like satellite radio was a thing before Howard, but it wasn't what it is before Howard.
I mean, and then they merged after Howard.
Yeah, he went to XM. I think he went to XM.
And then,
because Opie and Anthony were on Sirius at first, and then they merged. But I don't know how many people still subscribe for him, but I'm guaranteeing some people would, and probably a good chunk would, unsubscribe because of him.
Well,
I don't know how many new people he's getting.
Yeah, I mean, when my trial ran out of my car, I was busted open, of course, and then
wrestling,
and then Howard also. So to me, I justified. It's like what, $15 a month?
For me, I pay $5.
Oh, I hate you. How do you do that?
I called. I only have streaming though. It's not in my car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah,
so I pay $15. So I mean,
you can get that down. By the way,
I probably can.
You can get that down to at least $10.
Yeah,
call them.
I will.
Or do you have you have unlimited data, right?
Yeah.
Then just get an app.
Oh yeah, and just stream it on the.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, well, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay,
but
you'll do that. I'll do that.
But my thing is, like, I feel like I'm like, okay, I listen to Pat McAfee, and you know, I know a lot of these guys are jumping ship because it's easier to speak. You know how the FDA, not FDA,
FCC,
FCC on not that that's
Food Drug Administration.
Yeah, they're all over the radio.
They're
people.
Busy with Trump right now.
Yep. They're basing him.
I was going to say they're you know, he's up their backside with the whole
the vaccine. But. And I get it, and that's what Pat McAfee said. That's why he jumped, you know.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's the money thing. I get it, but
these guys can go and they can do their own thing, subscription, their own stuff, and do just fine.
True.
But when they offer you a boatload of money.
Yeah.
You go there.
And it's easier, I think, too.
Oh, you don't have to deal with the infrastructure.
That's what I'm saying. It's 100%. Much easier. But, yeah, anyway, but I don't know if I would, if it was just Howard I was listening to, you know what I mean? Like, I would not, yeah. I don't think if he left, I don't think I would unsubscribe.
Yeah, I have the $5. I like the Jim and Sam show.
Yes,
I
do
them
too. Yep.
Each and every, I turned you on to them. Yeah, yep. they're really fun to listen to.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's very good, and Jim's great. They have a great chemistry. Mm-hmm. So I like listening to them on my walks and stuff. I do occasionally. I'll check out Busted Open.
Yeah,
I've kind of fallen off for a while there. I was listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Like for a month or so, but I've kind of fallen off. I listen like once every 3 weeks now, just if something happens I want to hear about. But I also will sometimes listen to some news stuff. I also check out. I do check out the Howard Stern show. I have that as one of my favorites. And I've checked out Pat McAfee as well.
And they have a Billy Joel channel now.
Yeah, like I don't do as much music. Yeah, but at a party or something at my parents' house, I'll throw it on as background music.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it is cool. I just don't know anybody. Because I think, isn't it supposed to be like 15, you're probably still getting a break, aren't you?
At $15? I think full price is like 30, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think because I got a promo and all that crap, but I think I can try to get it down.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Mike Keller only pays $5. And they'll be like, oh, you're good. You're award winning with Mike Keller.
According to a report here, they had net profits of $243 million in the second quarter.
Quarter.
That's serious. I can't understand how that is possible. His previous five deals have maxed out around $80 million to $100 million a year. Now, depending who you talk to, and no, it says it right here. He doesn't get all that.
No, she has to pay his staff.
He pays his staff out of that.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So everyone freaks out over the $120 million.
He's not pocketing $120
million. No, I mean, he's still pocketing a ton of money.
Well, even if you pay your staff $50
million, yeah,
you're still walking away with $70 million.
Yeah, before taxes. Yeah. Now, it would be nice to know like how much Robin gets paid. Like, how much is he?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're all doing fine. Robin, Gary,
yeah.
All those guys. But, yeah, it's still an insane amount of money to invest in a radio show for a year.
I wonder,
and not just the money. Think about right now, especially the fact that there is a state of the art. He has the, and there's no arguing this, the best radio studio in the world that he works out of, Sirius, 3 days a week, like 2 weeks on, 3 weeks or 2 weeks off, 3 weeks on.
Oh, he's the best gig.
Yeah, he's got the best schedule too. Best radio studio that they built just for him. He's the only one who uses it.
Yeah.
And now it's sitting there
empty.
I bet they've invested $1 billion easy in the Howard Stern show over the years.
And they have multiple channels to him.
It's got two, I think, right? Yeah, or maybe even three.
Three, I think. And not all Howard, but it's, you know, his people and comedians he likes and things like that. I just, it's hard for me to believe that, maybe to keep him from jumping, that's more valuable.
But where's he going to go?
Do his own thing? Maybe his own podcast?
I can't see him doing that at 66. Yeah. It would have to be a podcast.
Yeah, it would have to be.
It would have to be. The only other thing,
because he can't speak about what he speaks about, and that's the content, you know, that...
Well, he's not going to radio.
Yeah, not
radio
going back to radio.
First of all, radio doesn't have that money.
Yeah, exactly.
That 120...
Not even close.
That's not out there.
Yeah.
The one rumor that I heard is that they're scared of Spotify, which just gave that giant deal to Joe Rogan. And there's also the rumor out there from different shows I've listened to, that Howard wants to have a bigger deal than Joe Rogan. That's why it's $120 million.
And what was he, 100?
I think it was 80 to 100, they said.
Okay.
And I think Joe Rogan got like $100 million.
Yeah.
So he wants to make sure that he still has the top deal in all of audio entertainment.
To me, though, I would think you already have the studio. You already have, like, why... If they're willing to pay you the money.
Again,
why,
the infrastructure.
Yeah,
you don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. Just continue what you're doing.
And right now, all he does is get up and he goes down the stairs into his office.
Yeah.
Because he's broadcasting from home.
Yeah. And I bet they hooked him up at home, too.
Oh, he has a state-of-the-art studio.
I'm saying, at home, he probably has better studio than most places have.
Oh, better than, I guarantee. Probably better than we have right here.
Well, I bet.
Sirius XM, you listen, they've got it right. You listen to any of their shows, all of their people are remote. None of them are in the XM studio.
And it sounds great. Yeah.
Sounds great. Now, for like the first 2 weeks, you could hear a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
But after that, it sounds great.
Yeah, they have the money. I just don't know if the return is there.
Yeah, but maybe it's just you can't afford to let him go. It's maybe, where are you losing more?
Yeah.
Are you losing more by paying him the $120, or are you losing more by letting him walk.
It's true.
You know what I mean? It's probably a loss either way, but if you sign him, maybe you lose $40 million.
Yeah.
If you let him go, maybe you lose $60 million.
And I'm sure they're paying top money to sponsor on his show, and that's another reason that you're getting
that upset. If I don't ever listen live to any of these shows.
Yeah, I don't either.
I listen to them all on demand, which is one of the reasons I get it. And I listen to like Jim and Sam on demand. I listen to Howard on demand because, first of all, they're on when I'm on, so I'm not listening to them.
Yeah,
I'm not turning them on during commercial breaks.
Excuse me, Howard needs to finish.
Yes. Can we keep talking, Dave? Stretch the news. Stretch the news.
Did something happen you could talk about?
What are things I never have to say to Dave Langley for $500? I love the fact that it's on demand, but if I was listening live and paying a subscription, I would really be upset if they went to commercial break.
Yeah.
Because I thought the whole idea of satellite.
Well,
but I guess that's stupid because we pay cable and there's commercials.
That's what I mean. It's the same thing. I mean, they used to live on that. Now, the music is all commercial free. I will give them that.
Yeah, I never listen to
that. I know. I do. I still listen to the music. The music is commercial free. But the Busted Open has commercials. Now, they are brief.
Yeah, they're
very short.
I will
say that. I mean, it's not like it's a 2-minute long commercial break. So I will give them that. I mean, it is brief.
Busted Open I find very hard to listen to because they are super segmented.
Yes, they're
they are not as, like, I love Howard because he's free form. It feels very much like a podcast.
Yeah.
Like what we do here, but good.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And Jim and Sam are the same way. Like, we do here, but good. Like, it's very, it's not like they don't have to worry about getting into traffic like I do. It's very, however long the conversation lasts, when they feel like it, or basically with Jim and Sam, whenever Jim has to pee, that's when they'll
go break. I will say they got a new producer.
On what show?
On Busted Open.
Okay.
And it's starting to be more.
Free?
Free.
All right, yeah. I would like that. You know what? Because they can combine commercials. I'd rather them take. Because they were doing 4 segments an hour.
Yeah.
So that's 4 commercial breaks. Yeah. I'd rather they do 2 longer commercial breaks and then do 2 longer
segments.
Well,
they have a guy who comes in with rumors, and he was on for like a half an hour.
See, that's awesome.
And to me, that's better. When they have longer interviews and stuff, it's much better.
I'm so jealous of that. When I have like a good person on and I have a conversation that I'm enjoying, and I got a break.
Yeah.
Or I got to play traffic.
Because it's nice because they were.
Or I got to do sports.
I was like. I was kept waiting for the break. I'm like, are they going to interrupt this guy? This is really good stuff. Because they were actually talking about WrestleMania is moving to Tampa this year. Because Tampa has, Florida has the open policy, you know, the full capacity
for now.
But it looks like they're going from California to Tampa. Which, by the way, my friend.
Oh, Jesus.
Is good for Robbie.
Good for Daddy.
Good for Daddy. Because if it's in Tampa, it's much cheaper to fly to Tampa.
Oh, Jesus. Let me tell you, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
What's that? Hand sanitizer?
Well, did you see there's a sexy hand sanitizer costume?
I didn't see that.
It's just like a see-through
bottle.
Plastic sheet, and then it has this the label around. I'm going to get you for Christmas the Virus Shield.
Oh.
It's a portable pod solution that goes one step further than simply wearing a mask. In a matter of seconds, the Virus Shield unfolds to give the users a protective 6-sided barrier between them and their seatmates.
Oh!
This 360-degree protection helps keep bacteria and droplets at bay so that the next time someone around you coughs or sneezes, you won't be directly exposed to their particles. If you ever wanted to breathe only the air you've been breathing and not just recycled air in an airplane and sweat at the same time, then this plastic tent is for you.
My God.
Yeah. Can you imagine how hot and stinky. And by the way, imagine you let one rip in that thing.
Or burp or anything.
That is going to be with you from the moment you take off in Philly until you land in Tampa Bay.
Can you imagine if you take that off then? The smell that
the BO?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my. That is a hot box. You're Dutch ovening yourself.
$70?
Yeah. Well, that's 12% off.
Oh, thank God for that 12%.
I would love to see a picture of you. Because this woman is smiling like she's in a prescription drug commercial.
She's so happy.
Like she should be running on the beach or playing a guitar in one of those,
I have herpes, baby. Yeah. You know, all happy.
All right. Let's get our drinks and our snacks here. In there for you. Don't forget, before you leave, Robbie, there are a couple bottles of the Yingling Hershey's Chocolate Porter that I have to thank the people over at Hershey's for sending over. They sent me a case, which was very, very cool. After I had Jennifer Yingling on the program.
I can't wait to try it.
It's really chocolatey. And this is going to sound weird, but I was talking to one of the folks from Yingling. And this year, unless you have the specially designed Yuengling Hershey's Porter glass, drink it out of the bottle.
Oh.
Because apparently there is a richness and a chocolatiness. I know that's not a word. But a chocolate flavor that is more intense. If you want to taste the chocolate.
In the bottle.
Drink it out of the bottle.
Hmm. Unless I can't wait.
Unless you have the specially designed glass.
Yes. Okay. I do not have the specially
designed glass. But again, big thanks to the folks at Yuengling.
Yes.
And if you missed that interview with Jennifer Yuengling, check it out on the website, 830weeu.com. Click on programs, go to the Mornings with Mike page. Also, I believe it's in the slider right now if you get to the webpage this weekend. It's still up in the slider. It was very, very cool. I was, what's one of the perks of the gig? I was very pumped up when they said we have some beer we'd like
that
to send.
That was nice.
That
was
awesome. Yeah. First class organization.
And I'll tell you this. Again, my home offices are in Springfield, Missouri and in Texas. There are people talking to me about that it's coming out there.
Well, they signed that deal with Coors Molson.
Because,
Molson Coors.
Yeah, because they love it. Like, when I would go to the office in Springfield, there was one guy that I would work with. He would ask me to bring him a six-pack.
Of Yuengling.
Of Yuengling.
Just the lager,
just
right?
The lager.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's almost like Pabst out west. Because, you know, like, it's that kind of like that homegrown type feel. I mean, they love it. I mean, I think it's great beer.
We're just spoiled.
Because we have it, like, I remember in my heydays, it was like a dollar draft.
Yeah.
Well, everywhere.
There wasn't craft beer. So if you didn't want Miller or Coors or Budweiser, around here you drank Yuengling.
Yeah.
The kids. For the kids.
For the kids.
That's the honest to God truth. But yeah, and that's one of the things I spoke with Jennifer about was the new distribution deal and how, you know, you just made a lot of people's lives a lot easier because now when they go visit friends and family, they don't have to be a mule.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have to load their car with Yuengling and sneak and smuggle it across daylight.
I used to pack the bottles in like my stress shoes, like wrap it in bubble wrap and put it in my shoes.
Those days are over, my friend.
Yes, get it yourself, idiots.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, so I thought these would be fun. They're limited edition, Ben & Jerry's. I'm not a big ice cream guy.
I love ice cream.
But this is cinnamon bun. I mean, this isn't even ice cream, technically, I guess.
Buns.
But this is cinnamon bun dough. So it's frozen and it's cold, but it's...
Thank you for adding cold after frozen.
But it's snackable dough. So it's kind of like ice creamish, but not really.
So it's frozen and it's cold?
Yeah. How about that? It's not hot frozen.
Is it burnt and hot?
I hate you. Take some of these... jerk off.
I can tell you what. It has been a long week.
Yeah.
We had an intern start this week. We call him IA because he's intern Aaron. So I've been calling him IA.
Yeah.
And
they don't deserve names, interns.
No, no. Well, I was going to, because it made me laugh because AI.
Yeah.
And I reversed it.
Yeah.
But it's been such a long week. I went to him today and I went, this is your second week, right? And he went, no, I started Monday. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I feel like it feels like 2 weeks.
It feels like you've been here. This week felt like 2 weeks. That's all that's to it. All right, so these are... May I see the package again?
Of course, a little ditty on the back, I think.
Ben & Jerry's Cinnamon Bun Dough Chunks Snackable Dough. Eat it, don't bake it, keep it frozen so it stays cold. There's dough... There's dough place like home for the holidays, and nothing's more irresistible than the sweet taste of cinnamon buns. Buns. But put away the rolling pin. These cinnamony rich bites of your favorite morning comfort food are already packed and ready to snack on. Enjoy.
I like this. Now, they had chocolate chip, of course, as well.
Ooh.
That's fun.
Those are good. Very, very cinnamony.
Yes, very. You get a lot of cinnamon, but these are tasty. I mean, who doesn't like the dough? I love when you're making something, like the cookie dough. I love that.
They're very good, and I love the idea. I think they're too cinnamony.
Too cinnamony.
Yeah. I don't know if, maybe it's a good thing because you couldn't eat that many.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little too much cinnamon-wise. Yeah. I would like them to back off the cinnamon. I'm going to have to look for the chocolate chip.
Yeah, Target.
All right. I'll have to keep an eye out.
So, I know how you like cold brew.
No, what a ripoff. I mean, I like it, just not like $4 more.
Yeah.
Like it.
Exactly. I'm with you. But this is new, and I was thinking of you and your lactose intolerant. This is with almond milk.
This is
cold brew coffee pumpkin spice latte. It's a new brand. Just got this today, actually.
What's the brand? let me try.
Califia.
Yeah. Probably from California.
Yeah. 100% Arabica coffee.
Ooh.
Yeah. So let's get this a whirl. I shook it up pretty well.
For you coffee fans out there who like the Wawa, a Wawa still having the deal with $2 iced coffees, any size, and also $1 any size hot coffees.
Yes. I'm telling you, you ever had that mocha wake up in the machine from
no.
them? Oh, my God. You need some extra energy. You put that in your cup, buddy.
This is pumpkin. May I see the bottle?
It's not as creamy.
No, it's very spicy.
Yeah. I mean, I'll drink it. That's not bad.
Serving size is 12 ounces instead of normal 8, I think, for like a coffee. 120 calories. Savor the season. The wait is over. Lighter than pie, won't disappear at midnight. Our pumpkin spice latte with almond milk is here to delight your senses. No dairy, no soy, pure pumpkin spice joy. Savor the season with us. Pause, sip, liberate.
Nice.
Liberate seems a little aggressive.
Yeah,
it's just coffee.
Yeah, let's not go crazy.
Yeah, sip, and then get ready to drop a juice.
You're not solving world hunger here, you know what I mean? You're drinking coffee and you're pooping. Good God.
Yeah, but Chandler must have liberated.
He ran the hell out of there.
Chandler tried to liberate herself from that turd and couldn't get away. All right.
It's not, you know, I like it because it's not sickening sweet. And I don't think it's not sweet. And not a whole lot of calories. I would drink this. I like it.
I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry. And it's cold brew, so I thought you'd love it.
It's it's a lot of spice.
It's very spicy.
Yeah, maybe it need to be. Maybe try shaking it a little bit more. All right, dealer's choice here. We can go ahead, and depending on what you pick, Lieutenant, or what we do next, whether it's drink or snack. I have two snacks here that are ready to go. We had the apple pie.
Oh, they were
snaps
good.
Last week. Those are gone, by the way.
I bet.
I may have laid on the couch last Saturday and just eaten every single one of
good
them.
Good for you.
And I felt awful
but
after I did it.
It was worth it.
It was totally worth it. That and I watched Gemini Man. Let me tell you, Gemini Man, the Will Smith movie.
Oh, it's so good.
It's very good.
I like it.
But the technology not there yet. Young Will Smith, a little creepy. But
yeah.
Will Smith, in this movie, the actual Will Smith, finally looks his age.
I agree.
Had some gray in the hair.
Yeah, it looked good.
I mean, he
looks great.
Just looking at his face, he looks fantastic. But the gray in the hair,
it does it.
Makes you feel a little bit better about yourself. And you know what? If I was into that,
yeah,
I like the salt and pepper.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had hair to go salt and pepper.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in my beard, but.
Yeah, it's not the same.
No.
Not the same. All right, I have pumpkin spice snaps, or I have. This I found, Lay's kettle cooked beer cheese flavor.
Let's go with chips.
All
let's
right.
go salty.
I knew you were going to do
that. Yeah, I got to go salty. Yeah. I went sweet, you go salty.
To cleanse the palate, let's go ahead. I have the brand new Trogs Hop Cyclone Hazy Double IPA. No need. I have your cup right here.
Okay. That makes sense.
And I got my cup right here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Here, let me put, here, this is the difference. Let me put Robbie's cup on the table.
Little Dixie cup.
Little Trogs plastic fightin's sample cup. One more time, Robbie.
Little guy.
Let me put my cup on the table.
Yeah. Manly. That's what a man drinks from.
Yeah. Pint glass. Yeah. Not this little nonsense.
We are on a roll today.
Can't say that on the air.
Nope.
I wish you could.
I know. When we join SiriusXM.
Okay. I'll hold my breath.
Can you imagine?
Something tells me a PAB award isn't going to get that done.
Can you imagine?
That'd be the first time you wouldn't have to take a pay cut to be in radio.
I know. That's what I would leave radio, or my job
That's
for.
That's what you'd leave radio. Yeah, I'd leave radio for your money, too. All right. Hop Cyclone Hazy Double IPA.
Holy Lord.
A soft, tropical, and hazy double IPA from Trogs. Experience hop waves of epic proportions thanks to our Hop Cyclone technology, which churns in our fermenters and makes sure the notes of pineapple, soft citrus, and juicy peach hit every last drop of this beer. London 3 yeast ups the tropical ante and helps uphold the haze from the grain. With heroic hop flavor and low bitterness, this once-a-year release will disappear without warning. Don't miss it. London 3 yeast. Doesn't that sound like a Gerard Butler movie? Coming to Netflix this fall, there's only one man who can make this beer. Secret agent London 3 yeast of MI6. All right.
I love Gerard Butler, by the way.
Yes, but how pumped are you that that new Gerard Butler action movie is coming to Amazon Prime?
Yes, I'm really excited.
Greenland.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
That was a terrible pour. I'm very disappointed.
Wow, look at you.
I poured a beer like you would pour a beer.
Yeah, seriously, you just went right in.
Well, I was doing the Gerard Butler bit, so you have to go in first and let me know what you think.
Oh.
It's low bitterness, which means you should like it. If it actually is low bitterness and high on the citrus,
it is.
I mean, it's going to be delicious.
It's good.
I will tell you, I hate saying that. I got to stop doing that. I was talking with a gentleman who works at Trogs, who does their social media.
Yeah.
Good guy. And I think they're very excited about this beer.
This is really good. And listen, you get all the benefits of the hoppiness without that bitter taste.
This is also a double IPA, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that? How do they take that out? That's brilliant.
This right now has 2,292 check-ins on Untappd. What do you think the average is? The average. Now, keep in mind average on Untappd.
4.16.
That's really high. That is really high.
Yeah, because usually you get those, a lot of, you know, people that like to lowball everything.
Yeah. That's really high. I only bought a 4-pack. I'm going to be disappointed in this, I think. If you like it, imagine...
I don't like this. Love this.
Is this going to be, will you purchase
a
4-pack of
this? I will purchase this.
I got this at Redner's.
I will.
Why am I missing Redner's? Stop on your way home.
I will get this. This is out of this world. Seriously. I'm not just saying it because it's Trogs either, and I have, you know, a soft spot for Trogs.
By the way, he's not wrong. I would personally prefer a bit more bitterness, but it doesn't need it because it is super juicy. It's not overly hazy. I don't like when the hazy beers kind of go more towards an amber color.
Yeah.
It becomes too much. Like, you can totally tell when it becomes too much. When I see grains floating, that's too much.
Yeah, I'd say
so. It just is.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell when it's going to... And my biggest deal, and I've talked about this 1,000 times with the hazy IPAs, is the mouthfeel. Like, when you have to chew it, way too much.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful, light color. You can't see through it, which I do like how that looks.
You know what it looks like? It looks like they're the Dreamweaver almost, because Dreamweaver is that hazy as well, but it's not this flavor, of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, it has that hazy. Yeah, that's.
I feel bad now that I gave you a little glass.
No, I'm fine. I you know, that's.
I just expect you not to like it.
I expected to hate it as well. I'm not gonna lie. I thought I was gonna.
All right, we gotta move here. We are.
Yeah, we are.
We are BSing up a storm. Let's go ahead and dive into these chips. These are Lay's Kettle Cooked Beer Cheese. All right. Sandra knows that a soup kitchen provides. All right. I'm not reading that. All right. Give me something to give these to you on.
Here you go, Pookie.
Thank you, Angel Thighs. Mm-hmm. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. There you go.
Thank you.
These look like a good, substantial kettle chip. Beer cheese.
Smells good. I smell them from here.
My wife makes an excellent beer cheese, by the way.
She does.
Yeah. She's the best. Right away, there is that something about a beer cheese that you almost, I know this sounds weird, when you eat it and put it in your mouth, you almost smell it before you taste it. Like somehow it hits your sinuses.
Yes.
Before you taste it. And this has that sensation. I would like a little more cheese in the taste.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely get beer cheese and not just cheese.
This is
Wait,
good.
I take it back. That last one had more dust on it. I got the beer cheese that time.
I want this dust on everything.
I take it back. You get the dust. This needs to be shaken a little bit, I think. That is really quite good.
Both of your snack and drink are.
But look, I don't mess around.
Uh-uh. Not great. And with the beer, too.
That is a great combination.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried about the spiciness affecting the taste of the beer cheese.
Mm-mm.
All right. Very good. Let's go through our ratings here. What would you like to start with? Your doughy goodness?
Yeah, let's start with the doughy goodness. I liked it. I'm going to go 3.5. I think I would probably like the chocolate chip one better. These are really good. You love cinnamon? Go all in with the cinnamon bun. 3.5.
They're a little too cinnamony for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the idea of them, right? I like the idea of them a lot, but they're too much for me. I do like, again, the theory. I want to try the chocolate chip cookie. I wish they made like an oatmeal raisin. I'll give them a 2.5 just because the cinnamon's too much for me.
Too much for you?
It's a lot of cinnamon.
Now, the thing is, this bag would last me forever because they're so sweet.
Yeah.
Like, I could eat like 3 of them and then put it back.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I need it toned down. I love the texture of it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. Let's go to your pumpkin drink.
Pumpkin drink was okay. I like it because it's not as sweet. I'm going to go 3.5 for this as well. I would drink all of this. This will be gone. Over ice, it's going to be great.
Over ice might improve it. I like that it's not so sweet. It's, again, too heavy on the spice.
Yeah.
And there's nothing else there to offset it. At least with beer, a lot of times,
yeah,
you have the beer taste that offsets the spice. It kind of balances out a little bit. The spice overtakes the coffee, the cold brew, so much that all I'm getting is spice. I don't even taste the coffee.
Yeah.
So that kind of bums me out. I didn't like it. I would pour that away.
Wow.
Or it would sit in the fridge for a month and I'd pour it away. I give it a 1.5.
Wow.
I really did not like it. Yeah. I wanted to like it.
Yeah.
Because I like the idea of the bottled iced coffee.
Yeah, I do too.
How much was that?
$4.
I see, it's a lot.
It's expensive. Yeah. I mean, you figure you get one of these, it's going to be $4 at like a Starbucks.
It's probably, but how many ounces is that?
48.
So you get at least 2 coffees out of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a
lot. If you're doing big coffees.
Yeah, and with ice too, maybe a little more.
Should last you 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go to my beer, the new Hop Cyclone from Trogs, Hazy Double IPA. That, by the way, guess the ABV.
I 4.5.
Well, it is a double.
It's
a 9.
Really?
That's 9%.
That has no booze taste at all either. Okay, I'm gonna go 5.
You beat me to it.
This is a 5. Listen, I mean, for me to like this one, as I consider a double IPA, is amazing. I will this is a 5, 100%.
I give it a 5 as well. A lot of times we have my normal friends text chat.
Yeah.
With like my buddies Jude, Dan, Mike, and Matt, and then we have an offshoot of that. That's just called, let's see if I can find it for you. It's lame. IPA Fanboys. It's me, Jude, and Matt.
Yeah.
And a lot of times in there, I would say twice a year, we rank our favorite Trogs beers.
Yeah.
This is in my top 5.
Yes, I agree.
100%. I would love to have a point where I could be strong enough and disciplined enough to keep a Nimble Giant, keep one of these, keep a Mad Elf, and just have all of my top favorite Trogs beers so I could try them side by side.
Mm-hmm. And rank them appropriately.
Because it's so hard for me to tell.
Yeah, I agree, because I love, to me, Dreamweaver is my favorite. Because they're constant.
And it's wheat. It doesn't make it for me.
Yeah.
But it's still a great beer.
I love it. That's one of my favorites. Mad Elf.
Well, you and I both share a love for Mad Elf.
Yeah, we both do. The chocolate one that comes out, I forget what that they call that. They you mix the Mad Elf and there's a chocolate elf or whatever.
It's a chocolate stout.
Yeah, it's chocolate stout. That's one of my favorite. And this is definitely, I'd say this is my top 4.
Oh, this is top 5 for me for sure. It's probably top 3 as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Because my top 3 are going to be IPAs.
Yeah.
And somewhere Mad Elf is going to be mixed in probably 4. This is outstanding. This is one of the best new beers. They put out a couple. I liked Haze Charmer. Didn't love Haze Charmer.
We tasted that here. On
yes, we
show.
Did.
Yeah.
And I've had, look, Haze Charmer's it's not a seasonal, so it's not going to knock your socks off. It's there all the time. It's a great beer. I like Haze Charmer, and this is going to annoy some people. I like Haze Charmer more than Perpetual.
What's the one First Cut? I really like
First Cut. First Cut's a top 10 too.
I like First Cut as well.
And it's not a big beer.
Yes, I love First Cut.
First Cut's in the top 5 as well. Yeah, top 5 as well, as a matter of fact. If I had to guess, if I had to rank, not, and this is in no particular order, Hop Cyclone, Nimble Giant, then you have First Cut, Mad Elf, and then it's hard. Then it gets really hard to come up with what else would be on that top 5.
And, what we should do.
And Nugget Nectar. It's not that hard.
Oh, Nugget Nectar.
I forgot about Nugget Nectar.
Nugget Nectar. I actually like Nugget Nectar.
By the way, I forgot about, so Nimble Giant. Did I say Nimble Giant?
You did.
All right, Nimble Giant, Hop Cyclone, Nugget Nectar, Mad Elf, and
what
First
we
Cut.
Should do is, we should do a little 222 field trip. We should go to Trogs, bring the women, whatever.
Well,
and we don't have to. And then we should sit there and just get a flight of our favorites.
Yeah.
That's our top 4. Record it, you know, tell them that, you know.
You look down this list.
They have so many good
Flipping
beers.
They have so many great beers.
They do.
I have requested so many times to get somebody on my show. And they're just so busy.
We should. I might listen. This is how much I like this. I might actually see if I can get this on tap at my house.
Well, I'm moving in if you do.
I mean, seriously, this is that freaking good.
Yeah. Did you see what they put out as far as Mad Elf goes?
No.
Hold on a second. I think I shared it.
I can't believe I gave a double IPA a 5.
I'm so proud of you.
Seriously.
I've never been more attracted to you
well,
than
I know.
Right now.
Well, that says a lot.
Hold on a second.
It is Mad Elf season.
It is Mad Elf season. They put out, maybe it wasn't Mad Elf. Maybe it wasn't Victory. Excuse me, Trojan. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else that put out a Christmas beer that I'm very excited about.
Hmm.
So I follow too many beer things.
Well, yeah, you get them confused. I mean, it's easy to get them confused because they're always coming out with new stuff.
There's a million of beer. I mean, Hop Cyclone is so good. I will find it for next week.
And I feel like, you know, Jude, your buddy Jude, mm-hmm. our buddy Jude, he just loves stuff that just kicks you in the friggin' face.
He's gotten, we all were into that for a while. That was the trend for a while.
Yeah.
Where you were just, here it is, it was Victory. I'm so sorry. Victory put out, instead of Golden Monkey, their Merry Monkey.
Oh, neat.
We're going to have to look
we'll
for
have
that.
We'll give that a try.
Yeah. So yeah. Again, I follow too many beer
sites.
Well,
yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, that's all I do. All right.
Your chips, quickly.
Yep.
I'm going to be honest, this is a 5 chip. Kettle, taste. As advertised, that's a 5.
It's very good.
I'm going to get that bag.
I can't give it a 5 because it's Lay's.
Yeah, but it's good kettle cook Lay's.
It's the best Lay's I've ever had.
Yeah.
I will say
100%.
That. 100%. 100%. I'll give it a 4.5.
It's so good.
It's very, very good.
Good snacks and drinks by you.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I didn't make them.
Well, well.
Well, first of all, if it's a new Trogs IPA,
you're
going to
get
you
it.
You know I'm going to get it.
I'm not.
We never have to question who's going to get
yeah.
the new Trogs IPA.
Yeah.
We never have to question. This I just happened to stumble upon.
Yeah. So good. Cheese.
Very, very good. Check them out. Highly recommend the Hop Cyclone.
Do it.
Holy hell, that's a good
I love
beer.
It.
So very good. There was so much more I wanted to get into. I wanted to talk about the Craig Carton documentary. We'll talk about it next week.
Let's
do me a favor.
Yeah.
Go watch. It's on HBO.
Okay, I will watch it.
You know who Craig Carton is?
I do not.
He was the morning host, his last gig. Actually, it wasn't his last gig because he was doing something for a website for a while after he got in trouble. But he was the morning host on WFAN. It was Boomer and Carton in the Morning.
Oh, okay.
I was obsessed with that show.
Okay.
And it was because of Craig Carton.
Oh, okay.
He is, you know, I love Chad Dukes as a radio host. Mm-hmm. I love his talent. Craig Carton was my favorite radio host on the planet.
Wow.
He, I think, is the most talented radio host, even more than like Howard Stern. I think he's the most talented person in radio.
Wow.
Today.
Yeah.
Well, he ran into some issues.
Okay.
He ended up going to jail.
Oh.
He's out of jail. They're working out a new deal. He's going to be, could be in Philly. There's a rumor he could be on the air in Philly coming soon.
Really?
There's also a much more, I think, real rumor that he's going to end up doing afternoons at WFAM instead of mornings. Mm. He's outstanding. His whole story is amazing. They just did an HBO documentary on it.
Okay.
It's called Wild Card, The Downfall of Radio Loudmouth. Watch it.
Okay, I will watch it this evening.
It is really good.
Okay.
Really good. I'm also watching a documentary about Scott Kelly. Do you know who he is?
Uh-uh.
He's an astronaut. He was the guy who spent a year on the International Space Station.
Oh!
This is an older documentary.
I remember hearing about this.
Yeah, he has a twin brother who he's also an astronaut. But this guy was on the International Space Station from March 2015 to March 2016. And I'm currently watching his documentary. Also, I watched the final episode of The Boys. Of season 2.
I've not watched any yet. I need to watch it.
They're all there now.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's what I was waiting for.
You watched season 1, right?
I love season 1, yes.
You've got to watch season 2. The ending of the ending of episode 7 of season 2, I literally said, holy S.
Really?
Out loud.
Wow.
It was that much of a shocking ending.
Yeah.
And you see this a lot in shows. The penultimate episode is usually like the big shocker because they're setting you up for the finale.
Yeah.
But even the final episode, a hell of a twist.
Really?
At the end of the final episode.
I'm excited.
It is.
Gonna watch it. Stacey hasn't seen the first season, so I think I'm gonna start the first season over and then.
I'd love to talk about it as soon as we can, so
I'll get into it.
And also, if you haven't watched it yet, I've been pushing this on the radio in here. Watch Ted Lasso on Apple Plus.
All right.
I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
What's his name?
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis.
It might be the best. I think it's better than Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's fantastic.
That's big from you.
Yeah, it's great. We got to get out of here. Have a wonderful week. We'll be back next week with an all-new show.
Bye-bye.